This is AP News Minute. The Dow Industrials rose nearly 142 points after a more than 500-point drop Monday. The move came as the Fed left interest rates unchanged. It also pumped $70 billion into the financial system. Residents of Galveston, Texas are being allowed to look at their homes or what's left after Hurricane Ike, but they're then supposed to leave. A judge may order people who never left during the storm to leave due to health concerns. President Bush surveyed the damaged region by air today. Federal investigators used stand-in train engines to do site tests at the scene of last week's deadly commuter train crash in Los Angeles. The tests were done to show when the trains came in view of each other. Meanwhile, California Senator Dianne Feinstein has introduced legislation to mandate technology that would automatically stop trains if they bypass a red signal, as the Metrolink train did. The Food and Drug Administration defended its assessment that a chemical often found in baby bottles and other plastics is safe. The statement came the same day that a new study suggested possible links between BPA and diabetes and heart attacks. I'm Matt Friedman, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.